Blog Talk
Good morning,
Radio.
Listeners. Good morning, listeners. This is Patty Black. I am back bringing the Good News Show to you. This morning's show is going to be very exciting, so I want you to just grab a pen and piece of paper so that you can write down notes as we go through the show. It's Girls Talk on Money. Now, the call-in number is 323-693-3035. And we invite you to call in if you have any questions or if you'd just like to join in with the conversation and have some fun with us. Again, that number is 323-693-3035. And if you'd like to send an email to the Good News Show, you can send it to goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. And I just want to thank all of you for being loyal to the Good News Show. We appreciate all of your comments and feedback that you do give to us and all of the activity in spreading the word. We're growing, getting larger, and just spreading the good news. So now this morning's guest is very special. We have Cynthia Siegel. She is an amazingly accurate and truly gifted intuitive consultant advising clients and their businesses, families, and pets around the globe. She delivers clear and detailed readings with honesty, integrity, and compassion through personal sessions by phone or email. Cynthia is acknowledged as a mentor of people knowing already working with energy. Her amazing skill set also includes medical intuitive, medium, and animal communication, all of which benefit her clients during their session. She is an author, a speaker, popular radio guest, and is featured and acknowledged in many books written by her clients, and is in the award-winning inspirational documentary, Real People, Real Shifts. So this morning's show is going to be very interesting. We're so honored to have Cynthia with us, and I'm going to see if I can bring her into the show now. Good morning. Welcome to the Good News Show.
Good morning.
Hi, Cynthia. Good morning.
It's so great to be here. There's nothing like good news.
Oh, that's right. So why don't we just start with, you know, please tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Okay, thank you. That's great. A little bit about myself would be, I guess just briefly, I spent 30 years designing computer systems, living in the corporate world, and I really didn't like the work that I was doing. I didn't like the people that I was working with. I didn't like the environment that I had to work in. In those days, computer rooms had to be heavily air-conditioned. And what I did like about it was the money. So I sort of I found a little niche to specialize in and did it on a contractual basis. And it was just so interesting. All those years, people kept telling me how successful I was because I was usually the one who picked up the tab. And I kept thinking, can't you see this big hole in my heart? There's got to be more to life. So I coupled that with actually this year is my 40th year that I've been doing fundraising event planning for nonprofits. And I would create parties, I'd have a great time, they'd make some money, and then I'd have to go back to computers to pay my bills because nonprofits, you know, I really wasn't comfortable taking their money. So I kind of had a balance. I had the fun with the event planning, and I had the bills paid with the computers. And I thought, well, you know, maybe that's as good as life gets, a lovely little balance. And then about 6 years ago, I guess, I was sitting in my living room, and a girlfriend called, and she said, she was all panicked, and she said she had to take her dad to the hospital, and she couldn't find her car keys. And I said, okay, you know, why did you call me? And she said, well, just calm me down, just get me steady so I can find the car keys. I said, okay, and I saw them. And I said to her, I see your keys on a white table behind some books. And we both said, how do you know that? And I'm thinking, wow, how do I know that? And she said, well, they can't be on the white table because they're, oh, my God, they fell behind the books. And we both said again, how do you know that? And I said to her, I don't know, and don't call me again.
And I
hung up the phone. I had no idea what that was. My life was very black and white as a little computer geek, and it wasn't really a joyous place to be, but I knew how it all worked. And so very quickly, it became apparent to me that for some reason, I had received what I call a huge download of every psychic skill you've ever heard about or read about or dreamt about. And I remember having a conversation with God, who I thought I'd been talking to him my whole life. And I said to him, these are really amazing skills. It's amazing. And I think you meant to give them to my neighbor. Because she's into all this woo-woo stuff. She wears purple, and she has funny smells coming from her house, and she has crystals and candles. And so I think you just missed by one house. You know, thank you. What else have you got? And so I now call that a right turn in my life. At the time, I kind of went kicking and screaming into this new world. And the thing that was most fascinating to me is that Cynthia's belief system didn't actually support the work that I was able to do in the session. It didn't matter whether Cynthia believed that you can communicate with animals or look inside a body and diagnose illnesses or find a best investment for someone. It didn't matter if Cynthia believed that was a possibility. The information was astounding and clearly was coming from someplace greater than Cynthia. And that's when I got that intuition really just is there to tell the thinking mind what to do next. Isn't that an interesting thing?
It is. I know, that is. And it's amazing that this happened after many, many years of being in the computer environment.
I always asked, what is my it? I just didn't think it would take till I was 50 to find it. But there you go. Better late than never, as they say. And what
right.
I love, what I love now is when someone says to me, oh, I know what you do. Well, you know, I don't really believe in all that stuff. I can say to them, you don't believe in it. Wait till you hear my story. So to be able to tap into our intuitive or metaphysical skills, we do not have to have a belief system to support it. So it's okay if you don't believe in reincarnation and you don't believe in being able to get guidance. It's okay if you don't believe in that. You can still access that realm. I like to think of it as the place where all the snowflake patterns are created. I say to people, how many snowflake patterns are they? And they go, I don't know, gazillions. And I go, right, so do you think maybe there's an idea or two out there that you haven't thought of yet? Maybe one or two.
Well, that really makes you stop and think, yes.
And so when people say, well, why would I come to you for a session? I say, snowflake patterns.
Snowflake patterns.
Right. Trust me, you have not exhausted all the things that are available to you.
Right. I agree with that for sure. So this morning's topic is girls talk about money, and I would like to know, what are your thoughts about money, finances, financial security?
So the first thing is, people that say well, we're in a tough economic situation, or there's not enough money to go around, or I just want to bring your awareness to the truth that every day on our little planet, billions of dollars are changing hands. Billions and billions of dollars are changing hands. So there is not a problem with getting the money. The problem might be your receiving the money or your allowing yourself to receive the money. And especially if you're repeating to yourself the story about tough economic times, not enough money, got to cut my prices, then you're really limiting how the money can come to you. I was working with one woman, and she's a single mom and a new esthetician. I'm very proud of her. And she was doing facials for $35. And I said to her, that's crazy, $35 an hour is not going to make enough money to support yourself. And she says, yeah, I know, but, you know, that's all the clients can pay. And I said to her, all right. And I took her on a little tour through the internet, and we looked at spas and facials that started at $600. And I said to her, do you think they're having trouble getting clients? She said, well, yeah. I said, okay. So we made a call to one of these spas to see if we could book a $625 one-hour facial, and they had no openings for 4 weeks.
Oh.
They would happily give us a massage instead until a facial became available.
Oh.
And so it's just our belief systems. And it was so beautiful to see her turn around. And actually, in the month of February, we brought her income up
400%. 400%, that's incredible. 400%
in 1 month, which is her new level. And she's actually exceeded that last month. And the whole thing is our stories, our belief system.
So what you did by showing her that example was just, I guess, that changed her perception of how she was viewing the clients
and
the affordability that they have.
Exactly. What it did was make her story not real anymore, so she could see it as a story. And then I had to do a little work on her to, say, pluck out some stories that she's been carrying since she was young that are not supporting her anymore. She was raised in an environment where everyone said to her, you have to work hard to make money. So, and then the other story was, you'll always make just enough money to get by. Those were her two stories. So once we plucked those out of her, and it's true, she was working hard to make her money, and she always was making just enough money to get by. That's where sometimes an intuitive consultant can, with the help of the snowflake pattern maker, can see a little farther inside of you than you can. I like to tell people that, you've heard the expression, Patty, that we're like onions and you're just peeling away the layers?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So what I like to do is pluck out the core of that onion so that the layers all disappear. It's, you know, there's not enough time to go through each layer.
I know.
And whine and complain.
Layer after layer, and then it seems... Right, it's a very slow process.
Who cares?
By plucking out the core, make them disappear. It's that's beautiful.
And
you know, there is a lot of work. We do have to work on ourselves constantly. And staying in that positive flow is challenging for many people to have it consistently in their lives. And by peeling away layer after layer, it just... I think it leaves room for it leaves room for it to flow back into more of a negative or, you know, downside of emotions, and then that's how our life is created. So I really love what you just said about plucking out the core, Cynthia.
Yes, and it's true. And that's why you'll run into people every once in a while, and they'll tell you a story about their life. And I always listen to the story for a little bit until I can say to them, wow, you know, when did that happen? And if they say more than 48 hours ago, it's time to let go of that story. So people that have been holding on to stories, you know, well, 16 years ago this happened to me, and yeah, okay, I got it. That happened 16 years ago. But what about that great quote, forgiveness means giving up all hope of a better past?
Forgiveness means giving up all hope of a better path.
A better past. Mm. Isn't that
better
great?
Better path. Mm-hmm.
A better past, honey.
That is great.
Yeah.
P-A-T-H? Path.
No, honey. Past.
That's great.
P-A-S-T.
P-A-S-T. Oh. That's even greater.
Forgiveness means giving up all hope of a better past. And that's what we're doing. We keep carrying these stories with us. The past is not going to change. It can't. So let go of the story. It's not serving you. Although some people are happy being unhappy, and those are not my clients. When you're ready to leave the story and find something new and exciting, and maybe there's a better way to do it, then you're a client for me. And it's interesting, the people that I turn down that I say, I'm sorry, I can't help you, are, there's an expression, your cup is full, which means that you have so many ideas and rules and beliefs that there's no room for anything new to come in. And so I can't work with someone whose cup is full because there's no room for anything else. What I like to do is just poke a few holes in the cup while I'm talking to them to see if maybe we can't drain some of that out.
Right.
So I absolutely love being in conversation with someone. And I'll just say differently something that they said. And I love when their eyes do the biggest saucer thing and you see the light bulb go off on the top of their head. That's just heavenly for me.
Yeah, I would imagine it is. So in regarding the flow of money, so it sounds like our story is what stops us from creating a positive flow of money coming into our lives.
Absolutely. If you look at your income last year, year, that will show you what you think you're worth. Whether you made $10,000 or $12 million, that will show you what you subconsciously believe you're worth. And when you're ready to shift that, give me a call. One of the things I was talking to a woman who does marketing, and she said, well, you know, you have to design a series of programs because your clients only come to you once. I said, I know, but I like it that way. Why? If they want to, you know, continue coming to me, that's why God invented psychologists and psychiatrists.
Right.
I'm just like, you come 1 hour, let's get rid of all the stuff you're ready to release and lift you up a few steps on your path.
Wow. And so it can actually be done in 1 hour with some of your clients.
Oh, most of my clients are just one-hour clients. It's 1 hour, and then maybe I'll hear from you again in 6 months or a year. Maybe not.
Wow. Wow, that's incredible. It really is, Cynthia. It really is. Can you give us an example of of how to make money come to us?
That's a great question. I guess the easiest way in the physical, if you're doing this by yourself, like homework, would be the tried and true method of writing down everything you believe about money. For example, in the case of the esthetician, I have to work hard to make money. So if that's what you believe, that's what you're creating. So what you want to do is create an awareness of your belief system. And that's really why going to an intuitive accelerates the process, because there's a lot of things that we don't even know that we're thinking. I had a great one.
Mm-hmm.
My father had a heart attack, and before he died, he said to me that the family will be much better off from the insurance money than from the income that he has. And I said, oh, Daddy, don't be silly. Oh. Nothing, you know, that can't be true. But that struck me so deeply that I had this belief that you can't make a lot of money unless you're dead.
Oh.
I remember when I found that belief system inside of me, it's like, oh, my God, I could never make a lot of money. So I made good money, but I could never have a lot of money because I'd have to be dead.
Oh.
So the first thing I would suggest is to make a list of your belief systems. See if you can't snoop around and find out what's up.
And how do you help your clients remove their blocks to abundance?
It's magical. I say it, and it's gone. It's as though them finally wanting to identify what it is and release it is the catalyst to release it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'll say something to them, and the reactions I get are everything from, oh, no, that's not true, to, oh, my God, I didn't even know that was in, yeah, that feels so, ooh, my whole body is tingling.
Oh, and that would be the dissipation of the block.
Exactly, gone just like that.
It would dissipate. Wow.
That's it. And then your thinking can't bring it back because, as I said, it doesn't have the core to latch onto.
Oh, that makes sense. I see how that's what you mean by removing the core.
Mm-hmm.
You're actually
removing
the blocks.
Exactly. It's like a tree. If you cut the root of the tree, you can't plant it anywhere else. It doesn't have its root system. So it doesn't matter where you plant it or how well you feed it or how many times you water it, it can't take root again.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Now, what about people who have their story and their belief system is so deeply rooted that they cannot identify with it? I know what I hear in many conversations is, I need money and I don't know where I'm going to get it. I need money. I need money. I need to pay my bills. And I've tried this and that and this and that, and I prayed and I still don't have the money. And it's like this is, you know, it's like people really in this economical time need money just to survive and pay their bills and to eat.
Okay, now I'm going to do a session with you, because that's your story, and by your repeating it, you're creating that to be true for you. It's just a story. There are, I promise you, billions of people on the planet who are not worried about paying their bills at all, in the least, not a bit, not even a thought. So that's what I mean about examining our stories. What we say is what we create to be true.
So do those people just not have the conversation about money?
Well, I can't say like that, but the first thing
right.
I would the first thing I would suggest is that they change their conversation. So one great thing to do is to get a little calendar that you keep separate just for bills, and when a bill comes in, you write down the due date on the calendar and put the calendar away and pull it out once a week to see if you have any bills to pay and focus your thoughts instead on allowing money to come to you. So in other words, put the bills away, file them all away, put the calendar away, pull it out once a week. So once a week, you are thinking about bills. And the rest of the time, you are practicing being open to allowing the experience of financial abundance.
Mm-hmm. So that shifts the thought process throughout the week to the create, to allowing the money to flow in.
Exactly.
As opposed to focusing on the bills, how, where's the money going to come from? Right.
Exactly. Because if you think you haven't got the money, then thinking about it isn't going to bring the money. There's this great thing that came through a session one time. Worrying is spending creative energy on something you don't want.
Hmm. worrying is can you repeat that?
Worrying is spending creative energy on something you don't want.
Worrying is spending creative energy on something you don't want. Right. A lot of people worry.
If you don't want it, why are you thinking about it? Think about what
right.
you
want. Right. Like you are full of wisdom. You're very incredible person to talk with.
It's
and I know a lot of our listeners. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say it's all from doing sessions. The most amazing information comes through when we learn how to tap into our inner guidance.
I know a lot of our listeners would like to contact you. So at this time, could you give your contact information so they can get in touch with you, perhaps a website or a newsletter information?
Would love to. My website. My website.
And listeners, get your pen ready.
My website is CynthiaSiegel.com. And Siegel is S-E-G-A-L, CynthiaSiegel.com. And right across the top has my email and my phone number, and you're good to go if you can remember that much. And I'm also
okay.
on Facebook.
Good. Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, I'm a Facebook addict.
How do our listeners find you on it offers a world of wonders there. And how would our listeners find you on Facebook? By
also as Cynthia
typing
Siegel.
In Cynthia Siegel?
Siegel. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. All right, good. And I guess, at this time, would you consider leaving our listeners with a few words of wisdom?
Oh, I would love to. Thank you. Just give me a moment.
Okay.
If you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. I think that's a quote from Thomas Edison. If you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. What you are thinking about, what you are focusing about, what you're dreaming about, what you're talking about is what you are creating. So have a look around. If you're not totally satisfied with what you have created, then focus on the good stuff and create more good stuff. One of the things that I highly recommend to people that believe they're stuck is that they go through their environment, whether it's their home or their office or their car, and actually throw away or hide everything that doesn't yell at them, "Hi, I love you," or "Hi, I'm beautiful," or "Hi, remember what a great time we had here." So that everything your eyes land on are encouraging you and uplifting you and bringing you joy. So if there's a pile of papers that you need to get to that you're not getting to, cover them with your favorite scarf and plant a little flower on top so that you're not looking at it all day long. You know it's there. You'll get to it when you get to it. But by taking it out of your focus, then you can focus on what does support you.
Oh, that's great. Great. I know that, yeah, that's great. There is that pile. There is that room, that drawer, that office, that, yeah, it's overwhelming to even just, like, stand next to it.
Exactly.
Doing that. It is. It's like the room or the drawer, and you know you need to go through it, and you know but when you try to do it, it's so overwhelming, and it just, like, zaps your energy, and you just, you know, almost feel sick in a way when you get near it. But yeah, it's stuff that needs to be done. You have to do it. So, by putting a scarf in a flower, it's like you're sending love to it.
Exactly.
And covering it up.
Exactly. I was at a client's home one time, and she was telling me that this whole room, like, she's just even afraid to go into it because she doesn't know where to start. So I said, okay, great, let's go in. So we went in, and I just moved a few things around to change the energy in the room. And she said, oh, my God, it's okay to be in here now. Because I had put the focus on brightly colored things instead of piles of stuff. So I'm telling you, it really works. Just put something beautiful on the top of the pile, and it makes it much easier to breathe in that space.
Okay. All right. That's good. Good information. Well, Cynthia, I want to thank you very much for being on the show. We're always honored to have you. We're glad to have you back. And I'm just happy to hear that your transformation is going the way it is going, from computer world to intuitive world. It's just an amazing transformation. And every time I talk to you, I hear you laugh. I hear a positive vibration in you. I hear joy. And you just, it just sounds like you are really doing well with your own personal life, as well as helping a lot of other people in their personal lives and in business and animal communication. So I sent accolades out to you, and I want to thank you so much for being on the Good News Show with us this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Patty. I love you.
I love you too, Cynthia. And we do hope to have you back again at another point in time in the future, okay?
That would be great.
All right. Well, thank you for being here. And listeners, you've been listening to Cynthia Siegel. We want to thank you for joining us in today's show. Share the news. Send it out. Send an email with the Good News Show link out to your friends so that they can hear this morning's show. And I want to thank you for being with us. We're going to sign off now. And stay tuned for next week's show. We're going to have another fabulous guest. And thank you. We love you. And bye-bye for now. And bye-bye, Cynthia.
Bye, honey.
Bye-bye.